Hello, hello, Shorts, Friendly Atheist. Alabama School to Churches, donate snacks for our wrestlers, and we'll let you preach to them. The Etowah County Schools offered the illegal trade to support its wrestling program. This is from Hermit Meta. All right, we've got a lot of reading to do. A public school district in Alabama needed food and water donations for its wrestling team, so it solicited contributions from local churches in exchange for the goods. The district promised to give those churches time to proselytize to students. Just a note, if you think that that's an odd arrangement, high school athletics are poorly funded. They're poorly funded. Now, they're better funded than things like the band, shop, home ec, cooking, that sort of thing. But they're still poorly funded. Oftentimes, athletes have to purchase their own equipment. It just depends on the school district and how well funded they are. So soliciting local businesses to sponsor your program is a normal kind of thing. In fact, schools sell sponsorships all the time. You know, you give money to the program, maybe you get a banner in the stadium, you get shout outs at the game, things like that. It's so even though they're poorly funded, it's trivially easy to raise the money that you need, especially in the South, because we love our sports. So as you know, I grew up in Alabama, lived in Alabama for a long time. What you may not know is part of the sports that I was in as a youth, high school youth, was wrestling. So I connect with this story quite a bit. Our team was very good. We're talking state champion quality stuff. And I was pretty good too. Went to state once. Didn't win. But, you know, I was that year among the top 16 wrestlers in the state. That's my claim to fame for that. So I just wanted to call that out. These types of arrangements are not uncommon. The thing that is uncommon, though, and you can see this in the first paragraph, this is only churches. They're sending this only to churches, this particular solicitation. That is most unusual. And in fact, borderline illegal already, because we're talking about a public school and they're looking for partnerships with churches. All right. Let's get into some more of this. He says, this isn't some mischaracterization or some miscommunication. We literally have a copy of the letter sent out by the wrestling coaches. I am going to read you that letter in full. Dear local church, we know our churches play a vital role in this community. We are looking for some area churches to connect with our Southside wrestling team in a very tangible way. Okay, this is very disturbing. So as I pointed out, they're only reaching out to churches, and in fact, only some churches, not all of the churches. Bear that in mind. And they want the churches to connect with the team. This is also red flag language in a very tangible way. Okay, we're talking about more than advertising and sponsorship here. This is not going out to all the local businesses. It's not even going out to all of the churches, but it is only going out to churches. Let's continue with the letter. During our wrestling season, we supply our wrestlers with water and granola bars. We are asking local churches to consider donating 6 cases of water and 4 packages of 24 granola bars to help out our team. Of course, we can always use more, but this is a good start and will help us greatly. Some other donation ideas are sports drinks, Uncrushables, and trail mix. Every donation helps. This year, We have close to 50 wrestlers on our team from Rainbow Middle School and Southside High School. We are looking forward to a great season. This is where the letter should have stopped. Because even though there's some cringy stuff in there, we haven't gone full on illegal yet. And this is plenty to get the donations, but they go forward. They go further. This is where it gets, where it goes out of bounds and stays out of bounds. We would like to give the churches who are able to donate a chance to speak into the lives of the students on our team by sharing a short 15-minute devotional, which is religious speak for youth sermon, and worship service, youth worship service. We're very excited about this opportunity again this year. We really enjoyed it last year. We look forward to connecting with you in this way. In this way, the worship service that you get to provide. And by the way, this is not just first come, first serve, or the one who gives the most gets to do the... This is every church that donates. They get to come in and do a worship service to the athletes in school. It goes on, if this is something you are interested in, please contact one of our coaches to arrange a time to drop off your donation and set up a time to share with the team. That's also religious speak for preach. Thank you for considering this opportunity. Meta. What the hell? That's meta. He goes on. There's nothing wrong with public school districts asking community groups for small donations like this to help their students. Like I said, I participated in some of this myself. The thing I remember most was a yearbook. A lot of schools do this for yearbooks, and they go to local businesses asking for donations, and we call them sponsorships. They get to run ads in the yearbook, that sort of thing. Perfectly legal. Of course, we did that with all of the businesses. We didn't do it with churches, and we certainly didn't do it with only churches. So Meta goes on, the problem is the trade. There's no reason why any public school should be offering churches, and you know they're only asking Christian churches, a chance to win child converts in exchange for a few cases of water. Some might call that grooming. Well, okay, for the record, I wouldn't call that grooming. So maybe dial back the rhetoric just a touch there, Hermit. Are non-Christian groups allowed to play this game too? Because I'm sure there are Satanists in the area who would love the chance to preach to kids for the price of a bunch of granola bars. He says parenthetically that they're actually not in the business of indoctrinating kids like, you know, the Christians are. He goes on, also, they're excited about doing this again. They're confessing to their own crimes. Yes, which they do. It is a crime. So naturally, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the FFRF, got into the game, and they simply have this to say, it is well settled that public schools may not show favoritism toward or coerce belief or participation in religion. FFRF attorney Chris Line writes to Edwin County Schools Superintendent Alan Cosby, by explicitly inviting churches to proselytize to students, the districts display clear favoritism for religion over non-religion and Christianity above other faiths. Amen. We could stop there because that is the case. But it does go on. The understanding between Edwin County schools and local churches is an incredibly crass arrangement, says FFRF co-president Annie Laurie Gaylor, it cannot be permitted to continue. I would just add that this is more than crass. Crass is legal. This is not. The right-wing media outlet Yellowhammer. Love these names that fundy Christians come up with. Yellowhammer News covered this story by referring to the FFRF as an out-of-state atheist group, as if the group's headquarters has any bearing on the facts of the case. Okay. And just so you know, the FFRF doesn't just get involved with these things willy-nilly. Usually, someone invites them in. And in this case, it was concerned citizens of Edwin County, which is why they're involved. Now, this paragraph is kind of important just for the fact that they describe the FFRF as an out-of-town atheist group. Now, I read a lot of articles like this, and mostly from Christian news. All Christian news, almost without exception, refers to groups like the FFRF and such as out-of-town groups. Out-of-town groups, as if that mattered. And what you have to understand, especially in the South, but among wherever Christians are gathered, this is just how they think. This is our thing. This is our town. This is our community. We can do whatever the hell we want to. We all agree that this is good, and so we do it. What are you out-of-towners say? What do you have to do with this? I mean, I've seen this argument on the board. You know the board, skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your discuss account and discuss away. We'll cover it again. If you didn't write it down, don't worry about it. I've seen this there. As if out-of-town mattered, and it doesn't. Whenever they say that, they're playing dumb, and they're also kind of lying. They're being hypocrites. They're playing dumb because most of them aren't that dumb. This isn't about your local community. We don't live in a theocracy. Your community is not a theocracy. Your community is not an independent hegemony separate from the country. So if there were no people complaining about this, you would still have to be called to the carpet under the law because you are breaking it, and you don't get to do that even if all of the members of your community agree to break it together. That's not how any of this works. I know that's how you want it to work, but that's not how this works. But it gets worse than that. You remember that story about the satanic statue? You know that story. Satanic statue. Yeah, the dude that smashed up that statue in the Iowa Capitol. You remember that. We did a whole show on that, right? That guy, this is what you did not learn from all those Christian articles that I cited. This is not, I had to do other investigation into this for this little factoid because I do read a lot of stories. That dude had to buy a plane ticket to get there. He had to get on a plane. Talk about an out-of-towner. And this really was something that did not affect his town. And also, it was legal happening in another town. He got on a plane to go there and see it for himself and then smash it to pieces. That's not a towner. Christians don't mention that because it's okay to come from out of town to be an activist for Jesus. Let's get back to the story. Of course, there's a state senator involved. The state senator has some things to say. Can you guess what party he is? Yes. He's the GOP, the Grand Ole Party. The GOP stands for the Republicans. Doesn't that sound a lot like the old boys club? Yeah. Your OBC, your GOP. Greg Reed, I will just call his name so that you will know if you are in the area who not to vote for. Vote this clown out of office. This is his statement. I will read it in full as well, as it's only fair since I read other statements in full. Churches are an essential part of the fabric of our communities across Alabama. Even more importantly, they are the means by which the gospel is preached and places where we worship God. Hang on. What is the churches being places where gospel is preached? What does that have to do with anything here? Because we're responding to this story about churches getting access in school. Am I drawing is this line too thin? Am I connecting the dots too hard? Oh, let's find out. Let's see. This week, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him goes all the praise and all the glory. That should be our focus and should not be interrupted by out-of-state groups trying to push faith out of our lives and the lives of our children. What the hell are you talking about, Senator Reed? You goddamn fool. No one is trying to push faith out of your lives. Nobody. This is what you're saying about the FFRA. You are just lying to your constituents because you know that they are either too stupid or too lazy to look up the facts about this group. But of course, Christians aren't above that. This is who they are. We know who they are. It's trying to push religion out of the lives of our children. The FFRF is not trying to do that. You goddamn lying son of a bitch. But you know that already. You know that already. But consider this line. You know, we're celebrating baby God. He says, that should be our focus. And it shouldn't be interrupted by those guys trying to enforce the law. You know, the law? Screw that. We don't give a damn about the law. And some out-of-towner is coming in trying to make us give a damn about our laws when we should be celebrating the birthday of baby God. That's the argument. We should be allowed to do illegal things because it's Christmas. We shouldn't even have to think about this nonsense. Nobody cares about this stuff. Those people who complain, fuck them. They're the minority. We can do whatever we want to. Baby God be the glory. This is Christianity, folks. Okay, the money quote here. We need more children, not less, to hear the good news of God's saving grace. Well, there you go. It ties it all together. Yeah, because remember, this is in response to this situation where churches are invited to come in and proselytize to children. And what does the senator say about it? Hey, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that more preaching is getting into these kids. We need more children, not less, to hear the good news of God's saving grace. In other words, we should have the right to preach to kids, to proselytize to kids while they are at school. Do you still think I am over-exaggerating here? Am I making too much out of this? Are you kidding me? I told you I could do a story about this every day and it would be a different story. I decline to do more of these stories than I do. Meta, that's Christian nationalism for you. Reed lies about the FFRF, distorts the situation at hand, then suggests breaking the law to promote Christianity is a good thing. This isn't even complicated. If a Muslim group offered to help the schools by pitching in food and drinks, there's no way in hell the school districts or Christian lawmakers would be okay with representatives trying to sell Islam to students. Meta goes on, religion is not a virtue. Christianity isn't inherently good. School children are not better served by taking mythology seriously. More to the point, FFRF isn't trying to push faith out of our lives and the lives of our children. They're not concerned with what churches preach or those kids' families believe. Their only concern is that the district shouldn't be in the business of creating converts by giving Christians and only Christians the chance to preach to school children. Last paragraph here. If pastors want to brainwash kids on their own time, that's their business. And it wouldn't matter what atheists think. It wouldn't be illegal. What this school district is doing is illegal. Yeah, of course it's illegal. Of course they know it's illegal. They don't give a good goddamn about the law, though, you see. Because they think they're in a theocracy, and it could be that they are, in fact, in a de facto theocracy. And this is the, make no mistake about it, the Republican agenda in this country. They say it out loud now. They are emboldened to do it. And so whether the laws change in their favor or not, it still is going to happen. And they're going to do it for Jesus, and there will be no consequences here. This is not just happening here in Mississippi, in Alabama, in Oklahoma, in Georgia, in Louisiana. It happens everywhere. This is real Christianity. This is what it looks like. Real Christianity, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. That's enough for today. Merry secular Christmas. You know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Shoot me, send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.